Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, September the 5th, 249th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass and friend.
I have two now.
You have two friends?
Yes.
You didn't blow the other one off?
They haven't called for a while, so I'm not sure.
You want to introduce Kathy, or should I?
Go ahead. You seem to be in a role.
Kathy Moxon. I don't know why you're here, but hi. Oh,
I'm here because I'm Virginia's friend.
Yes.
And proud of it also.
Friend for the week, yes.
I've learned to bring someone with me just to protect myself when I'm here.
You know, that's probably a pretty good philosophy.
I know.
Yeah. Weenie. This afternoon, we got a couple of different things to talk about. One of them, the reason Kathy is joining us, there's a series of meetings happening a little bit later this month that we want to talk about. We'll potentially have some real strong, significant impact on Humboldt County and the direction that some people want it to go.
But see, that's you.
Now, we'll leave it there. It's called a tease, girl.
Oh, okay.
You explain it all, then nobody has to stay tuned after the commercials. And we want them to stay after the commercials.
I'd never do that. Sorry.
All right, so we'll scratch the itch, satisfy the tease, have our quote when we come back.
I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass and Kathy Moxon. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Oscar Wilde. Are you ready?
Nope.
Paradoxically, though it may seem, it's nonetheless true that life imitates art far more than art imitates life. Okay.
Deep.
Nah, I was thinking of the stuff we were talking about beforehand. We'll have a picture of the crime scene after it's done.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But that's all we're going to talk about that, so we don't foreshadow anything else that the dear supervisor is planning in the next couple of months.
Okay.
So let's talk about these meetings. What is going on here?
Well, I asked Kathy to be here today because there's actually some real exciting things happening in Humboldt County involving public process, kind of. And normally, exciting and public process don't belong
in
the same sentence. And, it's called Imagine Humboldt, and it's been in the news. You've heard about it. And it probably seems like just another series of meetings. And it is a series of meetings where people, they're focusing on, having a communication or a discussion on what it is we want the community to look like. In long term, we're talking more like 2050 or something. You're going to be gone by then, so will I. But, it's for those that are still here.
I'll haunt.
Okay. And I actually believe you. But what I'm finding exciting about this that seems different to me is there's an opportunity for people who don't normally go to meetings to actually have input and weigh in. Because not all of us, are meeting junkies. In fact, very few of us probably are. And Kathy was in a meeting with me the other day, and she was explaining this procedure that's it's something new, a little bit different, and hopefully it's going to get more community members to actually put in their thoughts on their ideas and what projects would be good. And it's not about bashing another project or not. It's really seriously about let's get down to the good ideas. But Kathy can explain it better, so I asked her to be kind enough to come here and
this is the defense shield part of the program. Do I submit my comments in writing, or do you guys just want to hear the show later on?
Oh, I knew what you were going to say. That's why I want you to know how this is different.
All right. Kathy, my dear, what are we looking at here?
I have to say, it's always hard to convince people that it's different.
Yeah.
No, this one's different. It really is.
Really?
Well,
not
only different, but I would also suggest that there's also a question whether or not it really has any impact.
Always a question. Always a question, I think. This Imagine Humboldt process sort of got off to a slow start, and it started out a very typical process where we had a set of community meetings, and the meeting goers came to the meetings, and we heard the same old messages. And in addition to those meetings, though, we actually did a survey of residents and had almost 1,000 people start the survey, and about 70% of those people actually finished this 9-page long survey about what they believe are, what's important to them about where they live, and what they would like to see in the future about where they live. And one of the things we looked at on there is that we felt like the survey really probably represented that large majority of the people, because they were really struck by the natural beauty of our region. They wanted to preserve that. They were very passionate about the rural character of our region and wanted to make sure we didn't lose that rural feel of our region. They were also very interested in affordable housing and some of those other things. But this,
obviously, I didn't write mine in caps, huh?
There were people. Well, let me tell you. In one question, there were 54 pages of comments, open comments, just from different people.
Venting opportunity?
Actually, they were not venting. They did want to get their point across, but it was not a venting opportunity.
Well, by venting, I'm meaning passionately arguing their perspective and their point of view.
Definitely not just stating it.
Not just throwing it in the air.
Yeah, just definitely stating it. So we're trying to build off that initial process and take what people said to us and say, okay, here's what you value and here's what you want to see in the big picture in the future. And this next set of community meetings is really about getting down to your community and really being place-based about what you're thinking about your community.
Now, community being your neighborhood, your town, your county, your state, your region.
What? I would say yes to the first several. I think it goes up from neighborhood to city to larger than a city if you live in one and work in the other, to the county as a whole. And you can make comments on any of those levels. But we're trying to augment this community meeting process with an online sort of new technology that would allow people to get online in their own time, whenever they want to do that, through the internet, and actually post comments and ideas on a series of community maps within the process. And all those comments will be captured in the final report back. And I should say that this is a project of HCOG, Humboldt County Association of Governments. And so it's really a multi-jurisdictional planning process.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319. We'll be back. Virginia's laughing because she knows I'm chomping.
I was watching the hand signals.
Yeah. We'll be back with more from her and Kathy.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a 4-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass and Kathy Moxon. Ladies, as you're looking to this process and trying to incorporate not the professional meeting attenders, I guess that would be called paid staff, or those who have a very strong desire and habit of attending the meetings, the regular 10 or 20 that you see at all of these, you've done some outreach. How do you know if you're getting the outreach into the areas that you want? Is it a sheer number, Kathy? If you've got 10,000 responses, mm-hmm. do we jump up and down and congratulate ourselves? Or are you looking for certain segments of the population that aren't normally represented?
Yeah, I think our goal is to get that 80% of the middle of the bell curve to actually engage in this. We've heard both the extremes yell at each other for quite a while, and the more people we get who don't go to meetings but have an opinion themselves, I think the stronger this will be. And how will we know that? It's not just the number of comments. It's really the quality of the ideas and a result at the end that people look at and go, yes, that reflects what I personally think.
Now, when we hear, using the bell curve, the analogy of the 10% on either side, oftentimes that model is applied to a bunch. You could say general community and the business owners are that top 10%. and we want non-business owners, or we could say conservatives, or we could say native or locals, or we could say an ethnic minority, or. So when you say that 80% in the middle that you're looking for, or maybe easier, who are the 10% at the ends? I mean, you said they yell at each other. Well, great, I yell at a lot of people. Does that mean I'm not wanted, or that the other guys aren't wanted?
You really want to ask that question?
Define the people you don't want in this.
No, I don't think that because there is a person I don't want in this.
Because it would be redundant.
Who are we hoping to hear from we haven't heard from before?
That is what we'd really like to hear. And we would like, we know that there are people who, on several different bell curves, one of the bell curves might be growth and no growth. One of the bell curves might be environment and no regulation. I don't know what the opposite of environment really is, but...
Jarabs versus largesse.
I think that there's many, Republican versus Democrat, I don't care which bell curve it is, there is a whole group of people who are moderated in the middle who we just do not hear from anymore because they don't like to go to meetings where all they hear are the loud ones.
Or tired of all the positioning, the regulations, all the stuff that gets in the way of getting things done. Whether it's good stuff or bad stuff or continuing to do the same stuff, like jumping in a vat of jelly.
Have you tried that before?
No, but I've talked to guys who have.
And did it help?
It's not quite as refreshing as you might imagine. But you know, there's this morass, and it seems like things get stuck in it. You know, some people will say government bureaucracy is one of these vats of jello.
A lot of people feel like that.
Some of us there.
Governmental regulations. Is another one. And there's
agree.
A bunch of these types of things that are out there, and we just never mind. I'll deal with it, and I'll move on. It's not worth my time to take to have my opinions expressed because obviously it doesn't translate into anything that proves to be a benefit. Nobody cares. Nobody listens to that kind of stuff. How is this one different?
Well, I guess one of my goals is to get out to groups of people that I or others who are interested in. Getting the unheard people, trying to get out to those groups, encouraging them to get involved. So going out to chambers, because I think businesses have sort of distanced themselves from a lot of it. You know, going out to potentially churches or Rotary clubs or getting people to send it to their friends. That's a great way to do it.
Churches would be extraordinary.
Yeah. There are a lot
of course, I don't know if the setting is necessarily the most appropriate.
Well, part of it is just getting a connection in and getting it circulating among a congregation, I think would be the goal. So
of course, you
I
know
would
how,
love to uncover what those people will say.
You know how few of Humboldt County actually attends mass or services on a weekly basis?
No, I don't know. Do you know that percentage?
It's about 28% is all.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, less than half identify themselves as connected or affiliated with a religious affiliation.
So
we got a lot of druids.
I wonder if I could reach them.
Yeah, go climb a couple trees and let's see what you can find, huh? Am I venturing too far out again?
No.
I'm going after those 10% on the ends, aren't I? Yeah. But I think that there's, well, let me ask, is there any weighting in this? I would suggest if Harvey Harper was still around, Harvey's opinion would count a whole lot more than mine.
No weighting. No, I will say two things. One is that there is no waiting process because we're not going to prioritize projects or ideas that are put forward, but they are not anonymous. So you could find out who made what comment, and you could use your own judgment. The other thing is that in this online process we're using, and you can go through imaginehumboldt.com, the website, to actually share your ideas. That's the button. But in this new format we're using, you do have to register and you do have to identify yourself. So all those ideas will be out there, and who said them will also be out there.
KINS News and Information Times 3:30. We'll be back with more from Kathy Moxon and Virginia Bass.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass and Kathy Moxon. Kathy, it was intriguing when you commented, or shared that rather, that the comments in this are going to be attached to names. The people have to stand behind their opinions. Virginia, do you know of anything that goes on where that is a requirement in any of these public hearings and all these various hoo-has where the name of the individual has to be associated with the comment?
You know, generally at meetings like our meetings, we'll ask for someone's name and area of residence. There's no legal requirement for people to provide that. And then public meetings, I don't think it's ever captured either. And unless it's on tape and someone can visually see it, I think what I liked when I heard about that people have to identify themselves is I didn't want to see this become like a blog. Not saying that all blogs are bad.
Period.
But, you know, yeah, I haven't found one I really enjoy a lot. Because normally there's a lot of people going on under the anonymous cloak or cloak of anonymity. And they say things that are just, you know, awful, mean, hurtful, bizarre, and not helpful to the process in this case. So being able to identify or at least have someone take ownership of their comments or ideas, I think is a nice change.
Kathy, is this a one-time and that's your one input? Or
no.
Will people, if they're so inclined, to do multiples? Will you get multiples, stack the deck, stuff the ballot box, whatever you want to phrase it, where I'll put in my name this time, and then I'll change my name and do it again, and I'll change my name and do it again, and all of a sudden it looks like there's a little trend going on here, when in fact it's one person who doesn't have much going on in their life just sitting there doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over.
Well, I think the goal here is not to create a dialogue and, well, I shouldn't say that. We're not soliciting comment and commentary. That is not what this process is all about. This process is really focused on ideas and examples. So if somebody wants to come in and put 15 ideas, I don't have any problem with that.
15, same idea 15 times?
Well, that really isn't going to matter. If they're so inclined, yes. But one of the processes that we have is that each of these maps and each community area has a map. People will be going in and stacking like ideas so that the map doesn't get covered with the same idea. They all get stacked underneath each other. And if somebody who got online later wanted to look at those, they could. So
if I did it 15 times, the same idea, there would be one idea would be listed.
Well, but your stack would be there, so somebody who came onto the computer after you and went to that same site could look at this and see that there's a stack there, and they'll go, I want to see what that stack looks like. And they could look at every one of your original ideas. They'd all be the same, but they're all under one post-it with that specific idea. And the other thing is that people can comment on other people's ideas. So you really can get a dialogue going. And I encourage people to get on more than once because it's an opportunity for people to see what other people are thinking. And to get
what is
on
the follow-up on this thing? Because I would imagine you were saying comment back and forth. Now we're getting into the blog thing. So Virginia and I are going back and forth, and I'm saying one thing, she's saying the other, and okay.
I'm right.
Of course. You're a woman.
So, enough said.
Well, okay.
Enough
yeah.
said.
And you're within swinging range.
You got one on each side in here.
I know, so. I'm dead meat. It's basically what you're telling me. But if we wanted to go back and forth, or if this group said, okay, Papstein finally actually does have a viable idea here, wouldn't you make contact with me or the individual and ask either for additional information or bring him into some kind of a setting or round table and then discuss it in further detail? Because I'm not going to sit there and do a dossier on what my ideas are.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. And I agree that that's a great idea. And that's probably the next step after this one. But one of the things we're encouraging people to do is to link us to websites or identify places where additional information could be gotten. We can do hot links on the site so somebody could actually go and look at, for instance, Samoa Community Master Plan to see what's going to happen in Samoa, or see the paper done by the East-West Railroad people and find out what that's all about, or go to the Harbor District and find out what their key projects are right now.
So if I said Cheyenne, Wyoming's doing a great job,
there's a part, yep. There's a place
Bingo
for that.
Bingo, and it goes.
Yep, and if okay. You can give us the link, then people could actually go and see to Cheyenne's website and see it.
You mean spend time doing research on this?
You could actually take a picture. Say you're traveling, like we were talking about earlier. You could take a picture of a project you think, you know, gosh, I think this would be great in Humboldt County. And there's a spot on the page for those types of comments or ideas.
Pictures,
or,
you can actually upload pictures. The picture.
And just say, this is what I think Humboldt County, you know, this would work in Humboldt County. This is, I'd like to see this.
Restricted by reality?
No, we hate being restricted by reality in Humboldt County.
Well, let's say somebody said they wanted to have a job park to have a 150-acre job park to attract international businesses associated with container shipping and the East-West Railroad.
That's a project.
Now, is it based in reality? Well, we have to get the two other elements in first, and then you got to try to find the property.
Right.
So while it might be a great idea and a wonderful idea, the practicality of it is pretty minuscule.
You know, I can totally agree with that, but I will do one qualifier, and that is there were probably people who said the Ruth Dam was a pipe dream and would never happen and was a ridiculous idea, or a huge water delivery system coming down there to the pulp mills on the. We've done big things in the past, but we had to agree that we're going there together to make them happen.
That's what I was going to suggest, that it wasn't a community decision. It was an individual or two or three that used to be the guys and gals you could go to that would get the job done, and they got the job done, where today we don't have that in place for either regulatory reasons, public meeting reasons, legal reasons, the courts, you know, contest reasons, all that kind of stuff. I don't think we could get what we have in place today if we had to do it today. Just even the safety corridor. Let's take a part of the bay, fill it up a little bit, put the road on it so that we don't have to go around the bay and we can save three minutes on our time.
You know, it is interesting that we have sort of just stopped making decisions because we have so much community input that we feel unable, and nobody steps to the plate to say, I've heard what everybody says, and this is what we're going to do. And
look
at some point, we probably need to go back to that.
Look at poor Willits or Richardson's Grove with Caltrans. All right, let's study it for another 35 years before we get something done, because somebody doesn't like it.
Yeah. Mm. You're always going to have somebody that doesn't like something, and you're right. It makes it's more difficult these days for some reason.
Can't
make everyone happy.
But I will say this, that in some of those projects, if the 80% that we never hear from who are sitting in their houses saying, look at the balls lobbing back and forth across the conversation, if that 80% was vocal, I think we would get a lot more done.
KINS, News and Information Times, 3:45. We'll be back with more from Kathy Moxon and Virginia Bass.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Kathy Moxon and Virginia Bass. Okay, if we have developed any interest in this, other than just flapping our gums, where are the meetings? How do people get involved? What's the website? What do you want them to do?
So, meetings. There are six meetings in September, and they will be held at a variety of different locations across the county, and I'm not sure it's worth going through the list right now because it's long, but I will point out that the one in Eureka is September 17th, and it's at the Aquatic Center down by the Adorney Center, next door to the Adorney Center, and those start at 5:30, and we'll give them something to eat because we know we're catching them at dinner time, and then 8:30 is when they'll all end. But the detailed list of the meetings can be had at www.imaginehumboldt, all one word, imaginehumboldt.com. And not only can you get to the meeting listing there, but you can also get to share your ideas there. There's a share idea button on there. And if you push that, you'll go directly to our online place where you can post your own ideas without ever coming to a community meeting. So I encourage people to go there and share their ideas.
In fact, I think Brian's going to do it tonight.
Yeah. I'm going to check and see if he did, too.
Because we know your ideas.
There will be things there. Don't worry. Public attendance have a higher priority for you than spending half an hour on the website?
No, because everything that happens at the public meeting is we're going to take from the public meeting and put it in the website. And you'll be able to see what happened at the public meeting versus who came into the website itself. But all the information will come out in the report from one place, which is the website.
What kind of timeline are you looking at to get this phase of the project completed?
We're up and rolling right now on the website, so people can go onto the website right now and make comments. We'll do our community meetings through the month of September. And then the website will be open for another 30 days. So as of October 31st, that's when we'll close the website and take all the ideas and examples that are put there and then roll that up into a meeting that's going to go, a report that will then go out to all the jurisdictions.
And hopefully somebody will do something.
They will only do something about it if the citizens step forward and make it happen.
Especially that 80% in the middle.
That 80%.
Thanks for coming by, ladies.
Hey, well, thank you very much. Thank you for letting me bring a friend.
Well, I'm still stunned that you found one. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.